The Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light one day. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters. Let it separate the waters from the waters," a second day. Then God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear," a third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years," a fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens," a fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. This is the book of generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. For by him all things are created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He was perfect in his ways from the day he was created until iniquity was found in him. By the abundance of his trading he became filled with violence within, and he sinned. His heart was lifted up because of his beauty. He corrupted his wisdom for the sake of his splendor. He has become a horror. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan. The deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. He said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden'? You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. The man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. The Lord God said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned." Adam became the father of a son and named him Seth. Seth became the father of Enosh. Enosh became the father of Kenan. Kenan became the father of Mahalalel. Mahalalel became the father of Jared. Jared became the father of Enoch. Enoch became the father of Methuselah. Methuselah became the father of Lamech. Lamech became the father of a son. He called his name Noah. Now it came about when men began to multiply in the face of the land that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man, and he was grieved in his heart. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. And the Lord said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time." Thus he blotted out every living thing that was upon the face of the land, from man to animals, to creeping things and to birds of the sky, and they were blotted out from the earth, and only Noah was left, together with those that were with him in the ark. But God remembered Noah, and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, and God caused the wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. The coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. They did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be." Noah became the father of Shem. Shem became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah. Shelah became the father of Eber. Eber became the father of Peleg. Peleg became the father of Reu. Reu became the father of Serug. Serug became the father of Nahor. Nahor became the father of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. I am a God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and I will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. I will surely return to you at this time next year, and behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." The Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him Isaac. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abram went out and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham, "Because you have done this thing and not withheld your son, your only son, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath: Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uzziel. Amram married his father's sister Jochebed, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's households, a lamb for each household. Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight. You are not to break any bone of it. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other who was crucified with him. But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. And one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. For these things came to pass to fulfill the scripture, "Not a bone of him shall be broken." Judah was the father of Perez, Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David the king. From the descendants of this man, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. For it is clear that our Lord descended from Judah. A shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign wisely as king and administer justice and righteousness in the land. In those days and at that time I will cause to sprout a righteous branch of David, and he will administer justice and righteousness in the land. And you are to tell him that this is what the Lord of hosts says: Behold, a man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. He who sits on the heavens laughs. Then he will speak to them in his anger. But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. She will call his name Emmanuel. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and its Holy One, to the despised one, to the one abhorred by the nation, to the servants of rulers, kings will see and arise, princes will also bow down, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. I will also make you a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach the end of the earth. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be a ruler in Israel. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Johanai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Josek, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Resi, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Mena, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus explained, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works I am doing testify about me that the Father has sent me. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Even as you have given him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may have given eternal life. This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. He was numbered with the transgressors, for that which refers to me has its fulfillment. After this, knowing that everything had been accomplished, and to fulfill the scripture, Jesus said, I am thirsty. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. When Jesus received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he yielded up his spirit. Joseph of Arimathea, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, asked for the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, for he has risen just as he said. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. To redeem those under the law, that we might receive our adoption as sons, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe with your mouth Jesus as Lord, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So then you who are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples. alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Do not quench the Spirit, but be filled with the Spirit. Repent, each of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside him. "This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works and all that are done in them will be exposed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those that are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath and indignation. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and your soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back sealed up with seven seals. Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed to open the scroll and the seven seals. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he might strike down the nations. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. When the 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. These words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you the testimony for the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride said, 'Come.' Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book." He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of Lord Jesus be with all. Amen." And thus ends the reading of the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word. It's living, it's active. Lord, I thank you for this story from cover to cover, that Jesus is found on every page, that you were sent on a mission to restore the things that were lost in that garden as Adam and Eve sinned. Father, I thank you that there's forgiveness found at the foot of the cross, that we can come boldly into the throne of grace and receive the Holy Spirit to equip and empower us for the work that we have here on this earth. Until that day that you should return, of which no man knows. Father, we look forward to that kingdom. May we be faithful. May we be of the church that is found faithful in your eyes and holding to our first love. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. And we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can have life eternal in his name and have fellowship with you forever and ever. All praise and glory and be honor to you, King of kings and Lord of lords, faithful and true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in grace and peace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.